by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madhuri Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine. And today we've got another hopefully interesting topic that we can all benefit from. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam has said that your recitation of Salat upon me is protection for your du'as. It leads to the pleasure of your Rabb and it is a cause of the purity of your deeds. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madhuri Channel, every day we try to give you a benefit of reciting Durood e Pak with the hope that you make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak. Before we introduce the topic, viewers of Madhuri Channel, every day you know that we have a daily tilawat, and again the aim is that we get into a habit of listening to the Quran or reading the Quran on a daily basis. So let's first and foremost, let's go and listen to the daily tilawat of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ وَالسَّمَاءُ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madhuri Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. And today again we have a unique topic. Today we're going to talk about that topic where something that you do on a daily basis, or you should do on a daily basis. We read our namaz 5 times a day, hopefully. But after every namaz, one thing that we should always do is dua. Do the dua. And today we're going to give parables, stories about those people, of how duas are accepted, or how people's duas are accepted. But before we start talking about the topic, let's listen to the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اللہ کی سر کا بقدم شان ہے یہ انسان نہیں انسان وہ انسان گئے قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان گئے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. ایسا تجھے خالق نے ترہدا بنایا ایسا کوئی خوش روشی رو نظر آیا یوسف کو تیرا نام پہ دیدار بنایا حسن یوسف پہ کٹی مصر میں انگشت سنا سر کٹا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madhi Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. And today we're talking about du'as. And we're going to give you parables, some stories about people's du'as, how they were accepted, and some of the conditions that our pious predecessors put on having our du'as accepted. And hopefully if we adopt some of these actions, some of these ways, these methods of doing du'as, then insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, our du'as will be accepted. It is narrated that Sayyidina Fudala bin Ubaid, Ramutullahi Ta'ala, is narrated that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in the masjid and a man came and offered salah. And he made dua saying these words, i.e., O Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O one who performs salah, you have heard. Then mentioning the method of dua, he said, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner that he deserves, and then recite salat upon me, and then make dua. And the narrator said that after another person offered salah, then praised Allah Azza wa Jal and recited salat upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O salah offering person, make dua and it will be answered. Allahu Akbar. So from this hadith views of Madhi Channel, we can see that whenever we do the dua, don't just, you know, raise your hands, Ya Allah forgive me.
Yeah.
There's etiquettes in doing dua. And we are told here that the etiquette of the adab of doing dua is that we praise Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You recite Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then you start your dua. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that this is how your dua will be accepted. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also saying that if a person doesn't do that, he's hurrying. And, you know, if really we shouldn't, you know, that dua should be the essence of our ibadat. It should be the most important time that we have an opportunity that whilst we are doing our namaz, we are speaking with our Rabb, but then when we are doing our dua, is our personal conversation. It is our personal conversation with our Lord. It is our time that we have got. And, you know, that is a time that we should take seriously, because if you attend any gathering, you see a lot of people that they attend these big gatherings, these ishtamas, and they'll listen to the tilawah, they'll listen to the naat, they'll listen to the bayan, they'll take part in the zikr, but then the dua happens and they start leaving. And you know that dua is probably the most important part of the gathering, because you've come here to learn something. You've come here to get a mentality whereby you want to be in a position where you can better yourself, where you're in a position where you can rectify yourself. And right at the end, the opportunity is there to remove from that book of deeds those sins, those actions that you've committed that you don't want to be held accountable for. So dua is something that we need to take very, very seriously, viewers of Madhi Channel. It is stated on page 318 of Fazale Dua, which is a book that's published by Maktabat al-Madinah called Virtues of Dua, that the manners of du'as that the Blessed Father of Allah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated. He said that one should glorify Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning and in the end, because there's none other than Allah Azza wa Jal who likes his own glorification, and he gets very pleased on a little praise and grants countless blessings. He has further said, one should recite Salat upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam and his blessed family and his companions. As Salat al-Nabi is accepted, is the blessed, is Salat al-Nabi is accepted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah does not do such that he accepts the beginning and the end of the dua and rejects the middle of it. So if at the beginning you're sending Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the end you are doing it as well, then we are told here that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts this and accepts this, and if he's accepting both of this, he will also accept what is in the middle as well. So again, make this habit of reciting Durud-e Pak, praising the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whenever you do dua. Sayyidina Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala stated that the dua is restricted between the earth and the sky, and it does not go upwards until you recite Salat upon your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So these are many, many, you know, incidents, and I'm hoping now that all your people that are out there that are listening, that have realized that, you know, there's not just one or two people that are saying, there's so many people. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying it, Sayyidina Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is saying it, and here Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he's also saying that dua is the hijab from Allah Azza wa Jal. Dua is the hijab from Allah Azza wa Jal until Salat is not sent upon the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his blessed family. Allahu Akbar. So again, we need to make sure that we do this. And I've got a beautiful saying here from Ala Hazrat. Oh, beautiful. Honestly, when I read this, you know, I was, it really, you know, put it all into perspective for me. You know, so many times we have been told that when you do dua, recite Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we do dua, praise Allah azza wa jalla, and we get into a habit of this, alhamdulillah. But this one, Allah Hazrat said, beautiful. He said, O Aziz, dua is a bird, and Salat al-Nabi is the largest feather. So how can a bird fly without its main feather? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. A bird cannot fly without its main feather. You know, like a bird has like the main feather at the back, or maybe it's the main wing feather. Without that main feather, it can't fly. And Allah Hazrat is saying that dua is like a bird. Yeah. Dua is like a bird, but the salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is its main feather. And without its main feather, right, the bird cannot fly. In the same way, without salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your dua cannot travel. Your dua is not successful. Your dua cannot reach to where it needs to reach. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we need to make a habit of reciting Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Viewers of Madri Channel, every day we have a daily reminder, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. And the reason why we have a daily reminder is to, again, exactly that, to make us reflect and think and hopefully make a change in our lives. And that's what we're here for, viewers of Madri Channel. That's the mission of Dawah Islam, that I must strive to rectify myself and rectify the people of the whole world. And these daily reminders, the programs that you watch on Madri Channel, the whole purpose of these programs is that we make a change in ourselves, we rectify ourselves, and at the same time, we try and become involved, attach ourselves to the environment of Dawah Islami, so that we become part of this movement of not only rectifying ourselves, but helping other people rectify themselves as well. So let's now go to the daily reminder and see what we're going to learn today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Welcome back to our daily reminder. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, a very famous and beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the essence and importance of time. Now, this hadith is, I'm not going to mention the complete hadith, but just the part of the hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Now, this spare time that we have today on our hands, how are we spending this time? Remember, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Azza wa Jal, He swears an oath that every person is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, apart from those who have accepted Islam, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and have done pious, righteous, good deeds. Now, everyone is in loss. Those people, even if you have become a Muslim and you spend your time in useless things, video games, you know, football, cricket, all day. Now, if we think to ourselves how we are spending our time today, this time that is so precious, Hazrat Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this time that Allah ta'ala has blessed you, you know, take every breath that is coming, every breath that we are taking, every breath is taken closer and closer to our dark grave. We need to take advantage of this. And if we don't take advantage of time now, then as they say, time will kill you. Every second is taking you closer to death. And my dear Islam brothers, let's just see how we are taking advantage of our spare time. You know, we've got spare time on a Sunday, we'll have a day off. What do we do on a Sunday? We wake up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Why? Because I've got a day off, I need to relax. Now, this time is so important that every minute that we are spending in our spare time, that we are not doing anything regarding the deen, we will regret this on the day of judgment. There are so many things to do, but sadly today, you can see that the majority, especially of our youngsters, are wasting their time playing video games, are wasting their time, you know, running about in the sports fields, wasting their time, ma'azallah, watching movies, going to cinemas, going clubbing even, astaghfirullah, and our time is being wasted. Now we will regret this on the day of judgment. When we are dead, that is it. You will not be able to do anything. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, time is of an essence. Time is a very important part in our lives. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has taught us that we should take advantage of our spare time before we get preoccupied. So if you have spare time, not even give spare time to the deen. We need to give our own, our real time, our precious time for our deen, because our deen is precious. We need to give it precious time. This spare time that we say, if I've got the time, I'll go on the Madani Qafila. If I've got the time, ma'azallah, I will go and offer my salah. If I've got the time, I will go and read my salah with the Jamaat. If I've got the time, I will go and learn about the deen. Today, we are saying this, that if I get the time, but when we die, that is when we are going to regret it. At this moment of time, if you look at our youngsters who are growing up in this very fast and, you know, very bad society, you see majority of them, they'll be wasting their time playing video games. They'll be at home, you know, even the parents will buy these video games for them. And today, sadly, our younger generation is growing up where they have not much understanding of the deen. They have no respect for the parents. They have no knowledge of what the love and respect, and that Allah Ta'ala that mentions in the Quran, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be kind to your parents. They don't even know what this word kindness means towards the parents. Why? The parents need to think, is it our fault? Is it our children's fault? Maybe it is our fault because we are bringing up our children in this world, that we are bringing up our children, you know, we're making them sit in front of the TV. We're having the TV give them tarbiyah. The TV is teaching them. The TV cannot teach them what you as parents can teach them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I'll mention again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, the mafhum, the part of the hadith is, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Today you are free. You haven't got much to do. Tomorrow, when you busy yourself in the dunya, so many people, when they don't have work, they'll be going to the masjid, they'll be reading their salah. But you'll find many, many people who are not working at all, yet they're still at home, lazing about, sat on the sofa, watching television all day long. Now, we need to understand, if this is my life as a father, that I don't know much about my deen, and I've got my spare time on my hand, and even if I don't have this spare time, we need to make spare time. We need to take time off of our very busy schedule and fit that in so that we can learn and educate ourselves in the deen. Let me ask you a few questions, and I will ask these questions to myself as well. Do we know how to recite the glorious Quran? Do we even read the glorious Quran? Do I know the important rulings of salah? You know, important rulings of cleanliness, important rulings of fasting, because if we are baligh, then all these things are compulsory for us. If I don't know these rulings, can you imagine what my children will be like? Can you imagine me spending my life, you know, in this world, you know, put myself, you know, so busy in this world. Can you imagine what my children will do if I put myself in there? So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today's daily reminder is, take advantage of your spare time before you become preoccupied, or else when the eyes are shut, we're lowered into the dark grave. That is it for you. No one will be able to come out of the grave and start doing good things, because this world is a place where you do the amal. The hereafter is the place where you are going to be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a day of reckoning, not a day of amal. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to learn and to take advantage of this beautiful deen, and to take advantage of our time and to learn about the deen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was, mashallah, Mubalik of UK, Hafiz Rafaqat Attari. And he was talking about the importance of time. And I think it's very apt that we had that reminder of the day. And I think if we reflect on that and think about, you know, what are we doing with our time? And, you know, what is amazing is that no matter how rich you are, you can be the richest person in the world, the richest person in the world, and you only have 24 hours a day. You can be the poorest person in the world, have absolutely nothing, and you still have 24 hours in the day. The difference is how do we use them 24 hours? And you know, I'm just looking at my phone now, the time that's on my phone. Here in the UK, on my phone, it's showing 9:57 a.m. And it's Monday the 18th of May, 9:57 a.m. This time, 9:57 a.m. will never come again. On this particular day, that day will never come again. This time, that once it's gone, it's gone. And, you know, we need to reflect on that and think to ourselves that, what have you achieved? And I remember someone once saying that, you know, if every day you can think to yourself that, you know, I've achieved something today. You know, what good deeds have I achieved today? What have I done today? Or have I just wasted my time? Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And we're talking about parables of du'as being accepted. And before the Quran, we talked about the fact that when you recite du'a, when you do du'a, then you should praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You should send salat upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala wa Sallam. And the importance and the appreciation of du'as can be established by the fact that it's mentioned in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Al-Mu'min, ayat number 60. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Baqarah, ayat number 186, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and O dear Rasul Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when my bondmen question you concerning me, then surely I am close. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls upon me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. If we look at the blessed life of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, then he didn't just do dua, you know, after the namaz. You know, he didn't just have a set time that, you know, after my namaz, I will do dua. He made a habit and he taught us, viewers of Mother Channel, he taught us du'as to be done at a specific time. He taught us the du'a that you do before you go to sleep. He taught us the du'a that you do when you wake up in the morning. He taught us the du'a that you do before you eat. He taught us the du'a that you do before you drink milk. He taught us the du'a that you do when you're looking in the mirror. He taught us the du'a when you're leaving the home. And so many du'as when you're traveling. All of these things. So du'a should be part of our daily routine and every aspect of our life. And there are two benefits of this. Two benefits. Number one, if you learn these du'as and act upon these du'as, then number one, you're acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. And number two, inshaAllah Azzajal, by acting upon these du'as, it will be beneficial for you. I remember Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Ala Hazrat, he was on the way back from Hajj, and in them times, they used to travel on ships. You know, nowadays we have the planes and we get on the plane in our place and we land in Jeddah, and then we get on a train or a plane and we get on a plane to Medina and we land there, and it's very, very easy. But in then times, the travels were a lot harder and people used to travel on foot, on camel, on ship, and they didn't have the modes of transport. And Ala Hazrat, he was coming back from the Hajj and he was on a ship. And when he was on the ship, a storm brewed up, a huge storm brewed up, to the extent that the captain even got scared. Normally, you know, when you're on a plane and there's turbulence and there's any problems, then the one person that has to remain calm is the captain. Yeah. If the captain starts panicking, then you know you've got problems. Yeah. And so there was this storm that was brewing up, and all of the people on the plane, on the ship, were panicking, and it got to the extent where even the captain of the ship panicked. And the captain of the ship, he said to the people that, look, you've performed the Hajj, and many of you will have brought your coffins back with you. I request that you wrap yourself in your coffins, because I don't think we're going to, you know, survive this storm. There is a good chance that we could sink, be in this storm. So you can imagine the situation. Everyone's panicking, everyone's screaming, you know, panics everywhere. Everyone's concerned. But in the corner, one person sitting there very, very calmly and doing his tasbih and doing his zikr. And it's none other than Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. And somebody asked him, everyone's panicking. Why are you sitting here? Why are you not panicking? Why are you not, you know? And he said, don't worry. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. And they said, how can you be so sure that nothing will happen? Look at the storm. Look at what's happening to the ship. Look, even the captain said it. Why are you remaining so calm? And he said that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a du'a. And he said that if you perform this du'a, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll be safe on your journey. I've recited that dua and I have belief in that dua, inshaAllah Azawajal, nothing will happen to us. Allahu Akbar. That is the iman that he had. That is the iman that he had, that like us, you know, when we do dua, Ya Allah, please forgive us, but we don't really mean it. We don't have it from the depth of our heart. We're not sincere in our duas. Yeah. But Allah Hazrat, he had this belief that this dua was taught to him, was taught to us by none other than the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you recite this dua, you will be safe. I have firm belief in that. That is enough for me. That was the mindset of Allah Hazrat. And he said, he told the people that I've recited this dua, there's nothing to worry about. And within a few moments, within a short period of time, the storm abated and the ship carried on in the journey. This is the benefit of dua, that if you learn these duas, all these duas, and there's many, many duas, there's not just one dua that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every aspect of our lives, there are duas that have been taught. And you need to start learning these duas, viewers of Madhi Channel. And if you travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, travel in the Madhi Kaflas, you're taught duas. If you go to the weekly ishtamas, on the weekly ishtamas, at the end of every weekly ishtama, there's a halqa, a study circle, and sometimes duas are taught there. So we need to make a habit of learning these duas, but not only learning them, making a habit of implementing them. Your routine should be that when you open your eyes, you recite the dua. Before you go to sleep, you recite the dua. You're eating your food, you recite the dua. And you become habitual of that. Yeah? And not only you become habitual of that, but your whole family becomes habitual of that. If one person learns the dua that you should recite before you're eating the food, and he recites that dua aloud every time when you're sitting as a family, then one, the rest of the people will say ameen to that dua. And not only that, they will learn that dua as well. So you learning a dua, acting upon it, will inshallah benefit other people as well. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when talking about dua, the importance of dua, he said that dua is the essence of worship. Dua is the essence of worship. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing is better than dua before Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person for whom the door of dua is open, then the door of mercy is open for him. Among the requests submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal made in duas, the favorite one is about safety, the troubles which a person has suffered from, and the troubles which have not yet come. Only dua benefits in all of them. So, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, make it compulsory upon yourself to make dua. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is narrated, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring you protection against your enemy and increase your sustenance? Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, because dua is the weapon of a mu'min. Dua is the weapon of a true believer. Allahu Akbar. So we need to make a habit, viewers of Madhi Channel, of doing that dua. And inshallah, we're going to have some parables, some stories of the pious predecessors, how they specifically did the dua and how inshallah azza wa jal the duas were accepted. But now we're going to go to the daily hadith of the day, the hadith of the day. And the hadith, what is the hadith? Many of us know this, but just for those that maybe don't, hadith is a saying of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without doubt, whatever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is wisdom in it. And I hope that we can learn something from the daily hadith. So let's go to the hadith of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt calling towards righteousness is a tremendous form of worship and a means to attain countless good deeds. Inshallah ta'ala, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about such an individual whose reward is unimaginable. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that the Mu'adhinun will have the longest necks on the Day of Judgment. Meaning the Mu'adhinun are those people who call out the Adhan, who invite the people for the Salah. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahmah states that the long necks here has been used as a metaphor, has figuratively been used to illustrate the fact that the Mu'adhinun will have a superior rank
and a status on the Day of Judgment. In light of another hadith, it is mentioned that whoever gives adhan for 7 years, freedom of hell is recorded for him. And replying to the adhan also has countless blessings, and a great blessing to those who hear the adhan being called out and reply to it. They can assure themselves with the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take heed that when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, we leave all our tasks and we head towards the masjid to perform our salah with jama'ah. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madinah Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Invite people to the path of righteousness, call them, invite them, inshallah, azawajan, the reward is so great. You know, we are told that we need to do this to invite people to the path of righteousness. You know, sometimes you think to yourself that, you know, if I invite someone to the path of righteousness, you know, like for example, people hear the mission statement of Dawah Islami, that I must strive to rectify the people of the whole world. Well, viewers of Mother Channel, we know that there are 1.7 billion Muslims. There are probably 5 billion people around the world. How is it possible that you can rectify all of those people? How is it possible that you can rectify 5 billion people? Well, inshallah, azawajal, number one, we will try. And we'll continue to try. And inshallah, azawajal, that day will come when we will succeed. But just to give you an example, there was a woman. She was at the beach. And you know these shells? You know these shells, when the shells come up on the beach, normally what we do is we see the dry shells. And what actually happens is the shells, there are two shells stuck together, and inside the shells there is a shellfish. Yeah? There is a shellfish inside there, yeah? Inside that shell, there's a fish, they call it the shellfish. And what happens is the shell comes up and the sea comes out, and when the shell is up here, on the beach, it dries out with the sun and dies. And there was a woman at the side of the seashore, and she's picking up these shellfish and she's throwing them back into the sea, one by one, one by one. And someone saw her and said, what are you doing? And she says, I'm trying to save these shellfish, because if they stay here, they will die. And the person looked to his left, looked to his right, and he said, there's millions of shellfish here. Yeah? Why is the benefit of your effort? What is the benefit of you doing this? And she had a shellfish in her hand. And she said, for this shellfish is complete benefit. That at least I've saved this one. Yeah? For every one that I save. And so viewers of Madinah Channel, every one of us should try and invite people to the path of righteousness. Call people to the fold of Islam. Call people to act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Call people to watch Madinah Channel. We're going to listen to a kalam now, a hamd. Let's listen to this hamd, inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahu ya مفلوج ہوئے دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا جب پہلی نظر پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر
ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا, پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر, ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا, باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا, باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی, احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی, سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا, سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا, جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا, اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا, اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا.
کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر,
ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ, ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ. خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا.
کا
kya cheez hai duniya bhul gaya
kaabe pe padi jab pehli nazar
allah
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Viewers of Madri channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. There was a beautiful kalam there, viewers of Madri channel, about looking at the Kaaba the first time, doing dua there. And in the middle of that clip, you saw that Amir al-Sunnah was also, as performed, went on the Hajj. And there were some very, very fortunate people that were able to perform the Hajj with Amir al-Sunnat and blessed with that journey. And I pray that all of us not only can perform the Hajj, if it is farz upon us, that we perform the Hajj that is farz upon us. And if it is not farz upon us, then we perform the Nafli Hajj. But if only we could perform the Hajj with our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. If we could perform the Hajj with our Murshid, so that we could do it properly. I remember someone saying to me that when Haji Mushtaq Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was the first Nigrani Shura. When Shura was made, he was the Nigran. When he went on this sacred journey with Amir al-Sunnat, he was looking at Amir al-Sunnat. And someone asked him, why are you not looking here and there and looking at the things? And he said, I want to see Medina through the eyes of my Murshid. Those fortunate people that go on this journey, go on the Umrah, go on the Hajj, and get the opportunity to sit in front of the Kaaba. And we're talking today about duas. Allahu Akbar. If only we could be doing our duas. If only we can be sat in front of the Kaaba and doing our duas. If only you can be sat in the shade of Ghumbad-e Khisra and doing our duas. If only we could be standing in front of the Roza Rasul and doing our duas. Fortunate are those, viewers of Madinah Channel, fortunate are those people that get to the opportunity. Fortunate are those people that are unable to perform the Hajj. And I've just been told that, you know, Amir al-Sunnat, you know, you can see him on the screens that when he performed the Hajj. Kaido Murshid Chal Madina. Kaido Murshid Chal Madina. Kaido Murshid Chal Madina. Ya Murshid, please take us to Medina with us. Take us on the Hajj as well. Kaido Murshid Chal Madina. If only we could go on the Hajj with Amir al-Sunnat. If only we could go there. Because when we, you know, I did that journey. I went on the Hajj. I went on the Umrah. But how do I know if my Hajj was accepted? How do I know what I did was right? How do I know how many sins I committed? And I'm hopeful, viewers of Madinah, that if I'm blessed with the opportunity of going on the Hajj with Amir al-Sunnat, Then I have more hope. I have more hope in my heart that my Hajj will be accepted. So viewers of Madinah channel, please, I'm asking you to pray for me now. We're talking about du'as. Pray for me that I can also go on the Hajj with our murshid, inshallah azza wa jal. And we mentioned earlier on, viewers of Mudi Channel, today we've been talking about du'as, and there's certain etiquettes that if we have in our du'as. It's said that when you do the du'as, take the name of Allah azza wa jal. And one of the best names to take is Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. And it's saying that if you mention this 5 times before your du'a, you know, before you starting your du'a, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, 5 times, if you say it at least 5 times, one, the benefit of this is, one, it brings you into that, you feel as if you're getting closer to Allah azza wa jal. You feel something if you, you know, rather than just being a statement, if you know what I mean. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, it says in the Quran that, and so the Lord accepted their prayer by calling them in good names. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Imran, ayat number 195, take the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And also another thing that you should do is, you should remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in every difficulty, and to perform a good deed before making dua is amongst the manners of the dua. So when you are, you know, doing a dua, then, you know, perform some good deed before it. Give some sadaqah, give some charity, read the Quran, you know, perform your namaz, and then do your du'a. You know, there's a story that I'd like to narrate to you, viewers of Mudi Channel. It is in Fizan Riyadu Salihin, published by Maktubatul Madina on page 139. It stated that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam stated, in the previous era, 3 men were traveling somewhere. It suddenly began to rain. In order to seek refuge, they entered a cave to spend the night. When they entered the cave, a rock slid down from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. Having seen this, they said, there is only one way to get out of this trouble, and that is to make dua by presenting the wasila of our good deeds in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So they realized that they're in this situation, and a rock had slid down and covered the door of the gate, and obviously they couldn't move the rock. So they decided, the three of them said, look, there's only one way out of here, and the only way is doing dua. But again, we need to put the wasila of a good deed. We need to present a good deed to Allah Azza wa Jal, and hopefully through the result of that good deed, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll get out of this. So one of them started, he said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, my parents were old, but I did not give my children and servants milk before serving my parents first. One day I ended up very far away in search of wood. When I returned, I found that my parents had fallen asleep. I brought some milk for them, but I felt it was inappropriate to awaken them and did not want to give milk to my family before my parents. So I spent the whole night standing with the milk bowl in my hand. When the morning dawned, I offered to them the milk. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if I perform this deed only for your pleasure, then bring us salvation from this trouble. He made this dua, that he had looked after his parents in such a manner that he stayed up at night and presented them with a bowl of milk, and they'd gone to sleep. But he didn't want to give it to his family until he'd given it to his parents first. He stayed there the whole night. And in the morning he said, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I have performed this dua only for your pleasure. And then whilst he was in this cave, he said, Ya Allah, if this act of mine is accepted, then please save us. And when he made this dua, the rock moved slightly, but not enough for the people to exit. The second person then said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I loved my uncle's daughter very much. I expressed my evil desire to her, but she refused. One day she came to me for help, being a victim of poverty. I gave her 100 dinars on the condition that she would satisfy my evil intentions. She had no choice and agreed. When we were alone and I overpowered her, she said, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and do not commit this sin. On hearing this, I left her and I abstained from the sin. Though I deeply loved her and I did not get the dinars back from her as well. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if this deed of mine was solely for your pleasure, then bring us salvation from this trouble. The rock moved a bit more, but still not enough to exit. The third man said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I employed some men for labor. All of them except one took the wages. I invested his wages in a business and made a lot of profit. Sometimes later, he came and demanded his wage. I responded, these camels, cows, goats, and servants that you see all belong to you. He said, are you joking with me? I replied, no, I'm not. It is the truth. On hearing this, he took all his wealth and went away, leaving nothing. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if this deed of mine was solely for your pleasure, then please save us from this difficulty. As soon as he made the dua, the rock moved away completely and they exited from the cave. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Regarding this blessed hadith, it has been stated that if a person has a good intention and makes dua through the wasila of those deeds which he performed purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is hoped that his duas will be answered. When the people trapped in the cave made dua through the wasila of these deeds which they performed only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and were hopeful that the entrance of the cave would open due to these wasilas, then Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them by answering their duas and granted them salvation from the cave. Allahu Akbar. So viewers of Madi channel, we need to first and foremost perform those good deeds. Allahu Akbar. We need to perform those good deeds only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And again, there's a big question mark there. You know, perform good deeds only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you're not careful, you can get into the trap of performing good deeds for someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. What am I saying, viewers of the channel? I'm saying that you could be showing off. People, you know, they say that people that, you know, when you're in the masjid and people are doing qiraat, yeah, and they're doing a beautiful qiraat, yeah, are they doing beautiful qiraat because people are listening? Or are they doing beautiful qiraat because that's the way they're normally doing it? If they're doing a beautiful qiraat so that people will hear me and say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, what a beautiful voice. Yeah? SubhanAllah. Yeah? Or are they, is that what they're doing it for? And again, you need to ask yourself that question. When you perform any good deeds, are you doing it so that I can put it on social media and everybody can see me? That I did this. You know, that I'm now, you know, performing the Umrah, I'm now performing the Hajj, I'm now in front in this mazar, I'm now in this place. Why are you doing this, viewers of Madhi channel? You know? If you are giving sadaqah and you've built a well and you've done thing or whatever, and you're telling the people, telling everybody that you've done this, why are you doing this? You know, the good deeds are those that if you can hide them, only you and your Rabb know. Only you and your Rabb know. And them are the most pious people, viewers of Madhi channel. So again, we need to be very careful that, you know, perform those good deeds that are not for sure. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who adorns himself with the good deeds for the sake of the people, the reality of which is something different in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal removes him from his court. Allahu Akbar, viewers of Madhi channel. You know, we need to be very careful that on the day of judgment, we are told, viewers of the channel, the person that shows off his good deeds, he will be told, go to that person for whom you used to perform the deed and get the reward for him. If you did it so that then people could say, SubhanAllah, he's got a beautiful voice, yeah, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, go to them people. Go to them people and get the reward from them. If you did it so that you can get all them likes on social media, then on the day of judgment, it may be said to us, go to them people who liked you. Yeah. Go to the people that saw all them likes and get the reward from them. But if you did it for me, if you did it for Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you. So again, we need to be very, very careful about this, viewers of Madhi channel. That, you know, whatever good deed we do it with sincerity. We do it not with the act, intention. And I know nowadays it is harder. It is harder. Because nowadays we have social media. Nowadays everybody's putting it on there. So you think, you know what? What's harm if I do it? There's nothing wrong. Everybody's putting it on there. You know, people on social media, they put, oh, I ate this today. So if they're putting that on there, what's wrong if I put on whatever I want? What's wrong if I put on that, you know, I'm making this journey, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing this? There's nothing wrong with that. And I think we need to be careful that we don't fall into the trap that what everybody else is doing all of a sudden becomes right. And this is, again, one of the principles that you need to make sure that don't just think to yourself that because everybody else is doing it, it's right. No, that doesn't put any justification on it. If everybody is wrong, If everybody is wrong, yeah, that does not give you an excuse to be wrong. This is a principle with anything. For example, in this country, some people are selling alcohol. It's illegal in this country to sell alcohol. It is not illegal to sell alcohol. People are selling alcohol. People have got alcohol shops opening. But just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean to say it's halal. No. Here in this country, we've got lottery tickets. People are buying lottery tickets, selling loads of them. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't make it halal. That is not justification. So in the same way, if everybody, I'm not saying it's haram for you to expose, to tell people, you know, your good deeds. I'm not saying it's haram, no. But what I am saying to you is that the reward, there's a risk of you as a Madani channel that your reward can be lessened, you know. So best for you is to control your nafs. And this is the hardest thing, control your nafs. You know, I remember there was a program that came on Madani channel, Amir Sunnat ki zindagi unki zubani, something like that, that the life of Amir Sunnat through his own words. Yeah. And in that program, he was asked about, you know, Dawat Islami, how, alhamdulillah, there are 170 parliaments and how, you know, we've gone all around the world. And he said that, I've done nothing. Yeah. I've done nothing. It's all through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla that this has been achieved. And you know, viewers of Madani channel, you hear that when we do our bayans and talks that we take references from certain books that are published by Baqtabat al-Madina, yeah? We'll talk about backbiting, the cure of cancer. We'll talk about Fazan Sunnah. We'll talk about all these books. And, you know, whenever the Mubalik is got a bayan to give to him and we have these booklets given to us, in it, it will all say the book published by Maktabat al-Madina. I know viewers of Madani channel, right? I'm going to share something with you. The majority of the books that we quote for, the majority of the booklets that we quote for, they are written by Amir al-Sunnat himself. But when we are instructed to not tell that, we're just to say that these are published by Maktab al-Madina, and even himself, when he is quoting from the book, yeah, when Amir al-Sunnat is sitting there, and he'll say, on this book that's published from Maktab al-Madina, on page 256, it says this. He doesn't say, on this book that I wrote, it says this. And again, this is a mindset that we need to develop, that hide our good deeds, yeah? Hide our good deeds, yeah, and you know, just hope and pray that they're accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And again, another thing that we need to do with our good deeds is, with our good deeds, we need to do another good thing is we need to be wary of the fact that maybe our good deeds aren't accepted. You know, we can remember that we performed a good deed in 92, we went on the Hajj, and 96, we went on the Hajj, and 2000, we did Umrah, and 2005, we did this, and 2000. We can remember all that. And we tell people all that. And again, you know, by telling people you ruin the deeds. I remember Amir al-Sunnat saying the other day, and I can't remember the pious predecessor who said this, that somebody, a pious person went to somebody's house. And this person, you know, he was going to be served something. And the person of the house, he said to this pious person, well, he didn't say to this pious person, he said to his servant, that can you go and serve this person in that bowl that I bought when I was coming back from the Hajj the second time? And this pious person said to him, oh person, you know, do you realize that you have lost the sawab, the blessings of them to Hajj by exposing them? Why did you have to say to me? Why did you have to tell me that, oh, on the journey back from the Hajj the second time you bought that bowl? Why do we do this? And like, this is a habit that we have, viewers of Madani channel, that we need to refrain from. Yeah. If only we can get into a habit that, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we perform good deeds. Perform good deeds and try and make sure that them good deeds are between you and your Rabb. At the same time, viewers of Madani channel, there is an opportunity to expose your good deeds. I'm not saying hide all your good deeds. If you expose good deeds with the intention that it encourages others to perform good deeds, that it encourages other people, that, you know, brother, we're going on a Madri Kafla, we're going to go to Africa, do you want to come with us? And you're telling people, and it'll encourage people, oh, mashallah, he's traveling to Africa. Okay, I can't go to Africa, but I can go somewhere closer. I can go maybe to Europe soon. It encourages people. If you're doing it with that intention, that you're encouraging other people to perform good deeds, you're encouraging other people to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're saying to people that, mashallah, tonight, you know, we're going to be going, Salatul Tasbih is going to be performed in our masjid. I am going, do you want to come with me? Let's all go together. Yeah, one. You're telling people that you're going to go and perform Salatul Tasbih, but if you're doing it with the intention that you try and get other people to go with you, then inshallah the reward is there. So again, it's getting the right balance, getting the intention and checking on your nafs. Viewers of Madri channel, you've been watching Rise and Shine. We've got a small package for you. We're coming towards the end of the program. So let's listen to this promo package that we got for you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Are you thinking of making an investment? Then I have the best investment for you. Ali Samir Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this is giving charity. Giving charity to Dawat-e-Islam. It's Dawat-e-Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states that sadaqah, giving charity, this does not diminish one's wealth, but rather this increases it. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, I am proud to say, please invest in Dawat-e-Islami, because within Dawat-e-Islami, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are spending tens of thousand pounds each and every single day to spread the religion, to teach people the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach children how to recite the Quran. Also to produce scholars, also to bring people towards a religion, to spread the prophetic traditions. Would you like to make an investment? Invest in Dawat-e-Islami. It's all over the world. How will you do this? The number is displayed upon the screen. With good intentions, give your sadaqah, give your zakat after offering to your relatives, after offering to those who are close to you, then give it to Dawat-e-Islami.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you've been watching, how you are still watching Rise and Shine. And today we talked about dua, the essence of dua, how we need to perform our dua. And a few things that I've not had a chance to mention, viewers of Madani, we need to do it with sincerity. We need to do it from the bottom of our heart. And we need to really mean it. You know, there's an incident that comes to mind, and I would like to finish with this one. Is there was an incident where somebody was outside a masjid and he was doing dua. And the dua that he was doing goes, he was a blind person. He was doing the dua, Ya Allah, please restore my eyesight. And this person, as he was going into the masjid, he said to him that, how long have you been doing this dua? And he said, oh, I've been doing it for many years. He said, I'm going to go into the masjid, perform my namaz. If when I come out, you've not got your eyesight restored, I'm going to chop your head off. Allahu Akbar. So this person, now the dua that he is doing is really doing, because now his life depends on it. Yeah? His life depends on it. He did it so sincerely, his dua, from the bottom of his heart, because his life depended upon it. And before the person had come out of the masjid, his eyesight was restored. And so there's a message there for us, brothers, that we need to sincerely do it. Don't just do lip service. You know they say tick in the box. Yeah, Ya Allah, please forgive the sins that I've committed. You're not doing it from the depths of your heart. Do it from the bottom of your heart that, Ya Allah, I know that I've sinned. And if only you could, you know, cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they say that crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is a way that your du'as can accept it. And they're saying if you cannot cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then at least, you know, try and make a face as if you are wishing that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. You know, beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla's doors of mercy are so great. And do du'a, or continue to do du'a, you know, and don't be stingy with your du'as. Do du'a for as much as you wish. Yeah, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, then du'as will benefit you. If they don't benefit you in this dunya, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, they'll benefit you in the akhirat as well. So viewers of Madani channel, you are now watching Rise and Shine, and you mentioned there that we just saw Shabazz Madani, mashallah, and he mentioned just a few of the things that thousands and thousands of pounds are spent daily on spreading the Quran and the Sunnah. 170 departments, all four corners of the globe, everywhere, the message of Dawat-e-Islami is there, and it's increasing, and the work is increasing. There is so many other projects that our shura have got for us that inshallah we try to develop, and inshallah with your support, we will develop them projects inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So viewers of the channel, please remember Dawat-e-Islami whilst calculating your zakat and spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and also become attached to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Become attached to this environment and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, rectify yourself and help rectify the people of the whole world. Viewers of Madri channel, you've been watching Rise and Shine. Keep watching Madri channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise